Police officials in Iraq say an Iraqi convoy was attacked with a roadside bomb near the Abu Ghraib prison today. The blast reportedly killed 9 Iraqi soldiers and wounded many more. That attack and also a car bomb today in the southern city of Basra follows a series of other attacks over the past few days and coincides with continuing political discord. Not so long ago, albeit cautiously, some were beginning to suggest the situation in Iraq might be improving. That may no longer be the case. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Baghdad. Phil, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
What's been going on? What's the latest?
Well, it's been a grim few days. To the latest news that you've just mentioned, we had a helicopter crash, a civilian helicopter, in which 6 Americans were killed and 5 others. There was a bombing yesterday in a Shiite mosque, and we now understand that at least 15 people were killed in that. 19 bodies turned up in a stadium in western Baghdad, and there was a series of car bombs in Baghdad, including against the interim Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi. Mm-hmm. And to all of that, we have claims that 50 bodies were found in the Tigris River. So there has really been a period in the last few days of increased and very grim violence.
Has that story about bodies being found in the Tigris River panned out exactly?
Well, the answer to that question is no, it hasn't really. But the issue is nonetheless important because of its impact on the already very brittle relationship between the Sunni minority and the Shia majority. The facts are contradictory. Shiite leaders started saying more than a week ago that up to 150 hostages had been taken by Sunni militants in an area south of Baghdad called Mada'in. And these claims were disputed, not least because the Interior Ministry sent its troops in, and they found no evidence of that, and indeed residents on the ground said that they knew nothing about this. However, the president, who's a Kurd, Jalal Talabani, has weighed in, saying that 50 bodies were found in the Tigris, and that these were indeed the hostages, and there's some film footage of that around. Something clearly has happened, although exactly what's happened isn't clear. It, however, has added clearly to the sectarian strife in Iraq at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And what about the confusion over forming a new government? Why is that taking the time it is?
Well, it's dispute over the carve-up of cabinet posts, over how many cabinet posts particularly to give to the Sunnis, who don't have a lot of leverage in Parliament. Also, over how many to give to the outgoing Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's bloc. The Alawi bloc wants several key ministries, including, we understand, defence and interior. And in this, they're supported by the Kurds, because the Kurds don't want those ministries to fall into the hands of the majority Shia. Now, the Prime Minister-designate, Ibrahim al-Jafri, has until the 7th of May. And if he hasn't got a government by then, the Presidency Council will have to nominate a new Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. And it's been suggested, included by a US official, that a faction of the Kurds may be trying to, in effect, conduct a filibuster to argue over jobs until Jafri's time runs out so that they can get a new prime ministerial candidate.
We refer to the insurgents. Is it in any way a coherent political movement? You hear things like reports of deaths, executions in soccer stadiums, and wonder, are these people with a political agenda at all?
Well, I think many layers to this. I mean, you have on the one hand the Islamist extremists. They want an Islamic state. You have the ex-Saddamists. They want more power for the Sunnis. There are criminal elements. There are tribal and sectarian feuds being settled or pursued in post-invasion Iraq. So it's quite difficult to separate out some of these different elements. And I think a separate element that's also in there is one which wants to exact revenge for the losses that Iraq has sustained during the invasion. Its strongest element, at any rate, would probably be accurately described as a Sunni Iraqi element.
At the same time, Philip, are there ways in which some progress is being made?
Well, if you talk to U.S. military commanders, they point to the fact that they have better intelligence now than they had before. They say that they have detained a large number of suspected insurgents and that has helped quell the violence in some areas. And indeed, they say the pattern of violence overall is lower than it was last year. They're also arguing that the elections helped swing Iraqi opinion away from the insurgency. But there are concerns here that the momentum of the elections is now falling away, given the fact that the transitional government has yet to form more than 2.5 months since those elections.
And Piers Philip Reeves in Baghdad, thanks very much.
You're welcome.